We now go to the other side of the room from panel 30, and we will approach the heart of the belief, the Qatar faith, to understand what really differentiates it from the Catholic faith of the Middle Ages. Thanks to the written sources that have come down to us, rituals and Cathar Bibles, registers of Inquisition, and so on, we can affirm today, as I mentioned in the previous room, that the Cathar religion is indeed a Christian religion. Christ and the New Testament are the basis of this faith. We speak of a primitive Christianity, that is to say, once again, a Christianity which seeks to return to its roots closest to Christ and the Apostles. It is also a dualistic Christianity. Remember the archangel and the dragon. Dualism in the Cathar religion is present at all levels, in their vision of the world and in their vision of the creation of the world. Please look at panel 32. On this one, you see an illustration symbolizing the thought of the religious Cathars. But first, let us recall in a few words the Catholic vision. For the Catholic Church, God created the world. We live on earth, and after we die, we can find ourselves in heaven or in hell. Of course, this is a very simplified picture of Catholic belief. Let us now turn to the Cathar vision. For the Cathars, as you can see from the illustration, there are only two worlds. The from above is the kingdom of God, that is to say, the equivalent of heaven. It is the world marked by the good, happiness, love, joy, and so on. In short, it is an ideal world where we would all want to go. There is another world which, on the contrary, is marked by evil, war, death, the carnal, the temporal, the corruptible. That is the world in which we live. It is earth, but it is also hell on earth. We are already in hell. And where the Cathars go even further, it is because they say that this world, this hell on earth, was not created by God, but because God cannot do evil. This world was created by another creator, a bad creator, Satan, the devil, the dragon. The Cathars then resume the image which we had evoked in the preceding room, the idea that we are all angels, fallen from heaven, from the kingdom of God, on account of this evil creator and enclosed in bodies of flesh, prisoners of the material world. If you understand this vision of the Cathar religion and you go to the end of the reflection, you will understand that it was much better to believe in the Cathar version, which tells that you are already in hell and that when you are going to die, you are going back to heaven, while the Catholic Church promises you a chance of going to heaven or hell. Finally, to end on the heart of the Cathar faith, one must know that the notion of reincarnation was present in the Cathar religion. Indeed, the Cathar religious said that if one had been badly prepared, if one had behaved badly, if one had committed a crime, for example, it was possible that at the moment of death, the angel enclosed in the body of flesh cannot free himself from the material world and return to earth in another body for a number of other lives before finally being delivered. We are